Call this meeting of the House Judiciary Committee to order. It is 2:55 p.m. Wednesday, May 21st, 2021. Before we begin, I want to thank Shannon McCain, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings,
and Madison Truitt
from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. I ask all committee members to please silence your cell phones. Present today, Representative Price Tompkins, Representative Drummond, my Vice Chair, Representative Snyder, and myself, Representative Clayman. We have a forum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is Senate Bill 122, Victim Definition, by Senator Reinbold. It's the first hearing in the House Judiciary Committee. Senator Reinbold, will you please come forward, tell us about your bill, and we'll roll ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and Vice Chairman Snyder. It's really nice to be back in this room. I spent a lot of time in here, and it was a true privilege to be on this committee, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity. My name is Senator Laura Reinbold, and I represent District G.
And Representative Kirk had joined us at 2:56. Please continue.
So SB 122 is a very simple but important bill. Just so you know the origins, I think that helps. We reach out to Office of Victims' Rights on a pretty regular basis. And sadly, what happened fairly recently is a defense attorney argued that two teenage daughters were not victims when their mother was slain by her ex-husband. The children were denied proceedings. This law, this bill, SB 122, corrects that injustice so that children can, of a deceased or murdered parent, can have victims' rights. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to read the sponsor statement if it's your will.
I don't think you need to read the sponsor statement. What I'm going to do, just to keep the process moving forward, I'm going to go ahead and open public testimony. I'd recognize that Representative Vance also joined us at 2:56. We'll open public testimony. I see no one in the room to provide testimony. There's no one online, so we'll close public testimony. And I think Ms. Winston was hopefully going to be online, but she's not, so I'll actually open it up. I think people understand the bill without hearing the sponsor statement. Are there questions for the bill sponsor? Representative Price Tompkins.
Just nostalgia and positive memories from your tenure on the committee, Senator Reinbold.
Thank you.
Seems like a good bill to me.
All right. I don't see any other questions. We are going to hold Senate Bill 122 at this time for further review. If you're considering an amendment to Senate Bill 122, please let our office know and submit those amendments electronically by 5 p.m. on Thursday, May 13. We will adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is Friday, May 14 at 1 p.m. And again, if you have an amendment for Senate Bill 122, please let our office know and submit those amendments electronically by 5 p.m. on Thursday, May 13. With that, we will stand adjourned. Representative Eastman joined us at 2:57, only seconds before we adjourn for the day. And so we will adjourn for the day at 2:57.